T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, we're not paying our state patrol officers enough, and therefore, we don't have enough recruits. Last year, this is according to Pioneer Press, last year, Minnesota lost 17 state troopers. They left the force because they retired. Great. Thank you for your service. Absolutely. Please go retire in good health and absolutely enjoy it. But they're saying that Minnesota State Patrol communications officers are saying we're losing numbers. We aren't maintaining our competitiveness on the salary scale. And that means that there are fewer people, there are fewer state troopers on the road, which, boy, on a day like this, where we need those state troopers, you know, there's probably tons of spinouts, people in ditches, just people needing help. That makes me nervous. They say the latest training academy recruits are under capacity. All right. So we're not having enough people. So the question becomes, well, not should we pay them more. I got the answer for that. It's yes.
What do we have to
do? Supply and demand. They need more money.
The average state patrol officer makes $54,789 a year.
That's a starting wage.
That's starting.
Starting wage. And they say that's well below many first-year police officers.
Minneapolis starts at $63,846. And again, there's a fair amount of training, 17-day training academy at Camp Ripley. Almost $32,000 to train a new officer. And these are, in the words of one expert, our elite road warriors. We can't afford to lose any state patrol officers. So what do we do? I mean, we've got $1.5 billion surplus in theory.
In theory.
On paper.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't we pass some legislation to get these men and women a bump in pay?
And look, a $54,000 salary, sorry, it's almost $55,000, that's a good salary. But then they max out, the troopers max out after 8 years at $72,000. Now, that is higher than the national average. I think it's, or maybe it's $75,000 for the national average, somewhere between $65,000 and $75,000 for a family of four. But I was noting in the article, Paul, that from 2003 to 2013, the troopers endured frozen pay. Mm-hmm. And that was during the recession, so a lot of people in private industry, you know, either took pay cuts or got laid off or certainly froze their pay. But the economy's bumping now. It's time. And this is just like any other free market. If you can't find people that are willing to take the job, quality people, high-level people, we for sure have to pay them more. I mean, this should be, in my opinion, a priority. If there is budget surplus money, this is where it needs to go.
And there's talk of a bill that would tie state patrol pay to that of police officers around the state.
Oh, like make it on par?
Well, yeah. Basically, it proposes compensation should be based on an average of the 7 highest paid police departments in the state. And again, this is a pending bill. They've done it in other states, similar legislation in Colorado, California, Washington, Texas, Montana, and Nebraska. But you know, it's a concern. We can't afford to lose any more of these troopers.
And also, we want, at least I want, I live here in the state. I you know, thank you for the services of our men and women in blue. I'm grateful that we have great police departments and law enforcement around the state. But we want this to be a job that is coveted, a job that people are highly trained for, and a job that people want to do. Being a police officer is tough these days. Now, I understand these are state troopers, but we need people who want to be there and feel like they are compensated well for the risk that they are taking to do that job. Paul's jumping in on the conversation here. Hey, Paul.
Going, guys.
Good. Greetings, Paul. What do you make of all this?
Well, you mean the weather or the
time? No. Let's not talk about the weather. Let's talk about pay for state patrol.
I had no idea that they were so underpaid. Let's just leave it at that. I work construction. I've been involved in construction in the Twin Cities for 20 years. I'm a skilled tradesman, and I make a third more than, I mean, I make about 90 grand a year, and I'm not protecting anyone. I mean, no one relies on me for their safety. Right. To some degree they do.
Yeah, you got to build a good house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But that's just unfortunate that, this conversation even has to happen, that they're leaving the state because they're underpaid and we can't compete with other regions.
Yeah, we can't compete with the local police force.
And Paul, would you support some tax money, ours, yours, mine, all of ours, going to a pay increase for the troopers?
Absolutely. Yeah. I support law enforcement like crazy. I'm a bagpiper, and I have played way too many funerals. And, I mean, these men and women are the backbone of what keeps Minnesota going. I mean, whether it's highways or private security officers, I mean, there's people out there paid to protect us. Now let's pay them and pay them what they're worth.
Paul, this is a great call, and I'm glad you're doing so well in construction, too. Good for you. Keep it up.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
He's right.
It has to be a coveted job. It does. It has to be a job that you want to get and that you feel is valuable.
It's a tough job. I mean, look at all the driving that they do, and, mm-hmm. and they're the first ones to show up if there's an accident, if there's a problem.
They put themselves in danger.
Mm-hmm. If you're having, problems with your vehicle, they show up. Not to mention criminal apprehension, mm-hmm. drug interdiction. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a long list, and they do put their lives on the line, as do all police officers every single day of the year. So, yeah, they absolutely earn their money.
And we always talk about, what should we do with the surplus? I know the alleged surplus. It's still a phantom surplus right now. What should we do with it? But, boy, my vote is at least a little bit of it for these state troopers.
Yeah, I hope they get what they deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.